have petitioned the court for a hearing for what's called declaration of death, whereby we would have to present evidence why we, the conservatorship, feels that she's deceased. Anyone has the perfect right to provide contrary evidence to that if they have some, including Warner. That'll be very interesting to see, because at the time when you do present that testimony, you're under oath. So that will be an interesting process. The date of that is still pending. We have the first court hearing about that, I think the 25th of January. That's current scheduling. That obviously could change. That's important for a couple of things. One is we have every intent, in fact, it's already in process, of filing a wrongful death suit against Dale Warner. The family does. And, of course, if you're going to file a wrongful death suit against someone, they have to be dead. I mean, the person who you're trying to sue on behalf has to be dead. And so that's why the declaration of death petition is necessary. Otherwise, you would have to wait the statutory time in Michigan, which I believe is 5 years. If someone is missing for 5 years, then they're basically automatically declared dead. But obviously, we have no interest in waiting 5 years. So we have the conservatorship. We have the petition for declaration of death. We have a wrongful death suit. And we have the criminal investigation all going on simultaneously.